December 27th, come out. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. Revelation 18:4. Jesus reiterates Jeremiah's sermon preached concerning the first and original Babylon. As the new Babylon is coming to its prophetic end, Jesus calls his people to make sure they stand back. Don't get caught up in the sinfulness of this nation, or you will reap its punishment. Part of the Revelation's message, and the reason Rome's downfall is unfolded over and over in seals and trumpets and bowls, is to give different perspectives on the same events. While we see the people of God suffering under Roman rule, it is evident that the ungodly suffer as much or more, specifically in a nation's downfall. The only way to minister to a hurting world and escape its final punishment is to come out. Jesus still calls his people out today. The church is so named because the word is rooted in the Greek culture. In ancient Greece, the people of the town were called out by a crier of sorts to come to the ecclesia, the meeting of those who were called out, to do the business of the town. The church, the body of Christ, is the gathering of his called out people to do kingdom business. This is not just on Sunday morning, but we are called out to do his bidding daily. Pray for the wisdom to see where we should be involved in culture for kingdom purposes and where to stand back.